The song's called Joy to You, Baby. I go to the parties, throw my hands in the air. I drink what they pour me, the cups of who cares. I go up in the night sky, up in the clouds, fly over the houses, and looking down, joy to the city, and joy to the streets, and joy to you, baby, wherever you sleep. Tonight. There's no ghosts in the graveyard. It's not where they live. They float in between us. What is and what if? And cast our own shadows before our own eyes. You don't get them up here though. They don't come up high. Joy to the city, the parking lot lights, to the lion of evening with the rain in its eyes. And joy to the freeway, joy to the cars, and joy to you, baby, wherever you are. Pain and whatever we stumble upon. If I'd never have met you, you couldn't have gone. But then I wouldn't have met you, and we couldn't have been. I guess it all adds up to joy in the end. Joy to the city, the heat wave and all, the lion of evening with a storm in its paw. And joy to the many, and joy to the few, and joy to you, baby, joy to me too. Tonight, 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 tonight.
I'm Nick Harcourt. We're talking with Josh Ritter. First of all, I didn't get a chance to introduce you earlier on, obviously, but who do you have in the studio with you this morning?
I've got the phenomenally talented Zachariah Hickman here with me.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here. So Josh, new album coming.
Yes.
How many into this career are you now?
I am seven in.
Seven in.
Seven deep.
And the new one is coming out March 5th, as you said.
Yes.
The title again, sorry?
It's called The Beast in Its Tracks.
All right. So 7 albums in, I'm guessing you figured out how to do this thing. recording music. But things always shift, and we evolve, hopefully. Would you say that this one undertook a different approach? I mean, how did you come to this one? Where did you record it, first of all?
I recorded it where I've recorded the last two records before, up in the Great North Sound Studios up in Maine, in the interior of Maine. Yeah, like I think that one of the fun parts about playing music, essential parts about writing songs and recording songs, is that there are different factors that happen in your life. And that the music is always a reflection partially of that and partially of the kind of weird wonderland that's going on in your head anyway.
I was talking to somebody the other day who reminded me that everybody who's walking around out there has one of those in their head.
Yeah.
We've all got this crazy stuff going on in our heads. But artists get to express it. Perhaps in a healthy way.
Yeah.
So how would you describe this collection of songs for where you're at this time in your life?
I have never been a fan of autobiographical songwriting, partially because I do believe that, like, you know, a lot of times it's you know, you can go so many incredible places in your head. Why write about the things that are happening in your life? Why talk about that when you could talk about, you know, explorers and mummies and you know, curses and all sorts of stuff. But I talked about it really, you know, with such confidence that I really believed it. But then I went through a terrible time, and the marriage that I had, that I believed in, that I worked on and always hoped to have, fell apart. And at that moment, it was the worst time of my life, and I was so filled with rage and anger. And wanted revenge, and I wanted so many things, and I started writing them, you know, and wanted to write a record that had all of that. I wanted to count for something, in a way that wasn't necessarily the most pure way. And then you know, as time went by, I started to, you know, find some happiness in other places, and I was able to be with my band and be with my friends, and the seasons changed. That kind of anger and rage started to turn into other things, and I met someone new, and my life got much better than it ever was, and this record was happening as that was going on, and I feel like reflected those changes in a way that felt honest and simple, and I'm very, very proud of it, because it wasn't hellish to record, but it was hellish to live through, and I'm very happy to be able to have it out there now.
Two things come to mind. First of all, it sounds like clearly a cathartic experience to have been able to get this stuff out, and relates to the earlier part of the conversation when I said, you know, artists have the opportunity, I think, to get stuff out in perhaps a healthy manner. You said that there was a lot of rage that you needed to work through. Having written and now recorded the songs, and you just explained that you're in a much healthier place. The one thing that I've learned through life is that when we go to those deep and dark places and we're in despair, it's you just have to make it through, because once you get through, there's always another. Yeah. There's always another one.
Yeah.
There's always
yeah.
another girl. it's just that, you know, we have to feel like crap for a while till we get there. And obviously the other way around. There's always somebody who's going to come into your life who hopefully. We'll enrich it. But having written the songs and recorded them, what's it like playing them?
It's fantastic, and you know, we're just starting it. But the great part about it is that the songs are simple and short songs to play. But they are like, but they they uh, but but because I at the time I had no energy to go exploring. I just had to write down what it was, what I already had, and that is fantastic. And what I hoped for was, you know, I feel you can write a record. Okay, this record is autobiographical. This is about me, but it's not ever about you. If it's really art, it should be about other people as well. It should be in a language that is universal in some way. And I feel that this record was about heartbreak, and heartbreak is like math, you know. It's like everybody who's had it understands it to a certain degree, and you know, whether you're 6 years old and you know, on the playground, or whether you weren't able to go to the prom, or whether you were or whether you know your marriage ended in like some like kind of winter Canadian city, and it's all the same heartbreak. It never gets any worse, and it's never any better. But I do think, I hope that when we play these songs, that people, whether they've had this experience that I had or not, everybody will be able to understand a small piece of that.
How has it changed your songwriting, do you think, moving forward?
You know what I hope is that you know, that what will continue is that you realize sometimes that what's in your own nest is what you have to write with. Other times you have to fly out and look for other stuff. But sometimes what you got is what you really need to write about.
Cool. Well, listen, it's great seeing you again.
Thank you very much.
And to hear you talking about the songs as well. I know you're going to play another one for us right now. And it's Josh Ritter on 88.5 KCSN.
My new lover, sweet and kind, the kind of lover that one rarely finds, and I'm happy for the first time in a long time. Came along and opened up a door, and though I know I've been in love before, I feel it so much more than the last time. And she only looks like you in a certain kind of light, when she holds her head just right. It's been winter for a while. North winds wail cut like a baby child's. It was hard to think her smile could bring the springtime, but it did, and that is the green, green grass come up green, and it's feeling just the way it did the very first time. And she only looks like you in a certain kind of light, when she holds her head just right. The rhyme. So let me leave this where I started. I'm just happy for the first time in a long time. In a long time.